Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, we're back in studio 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got the clouds, a little bit of light rain showing up on radar, 38 degrees. Thursday talk around continues, and as promised, we have to talk food pantry. Lori Drulo in with me this morning, and Sandy Teely. Ladies, good morning. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lori, we will start with you. Tell us about the progress. I know that's a question you probably get 100 times a day. How's the progress going at the food pantry?
The building progress is going well. We are close to having the inside of the building completed. Our parking lot looks terrible, so it's going to take a while before that's done and that we can function out of the new addition. But it looks great, and the space is going to be wonderful.
Let's talk a little bit about fundraising, because this has been, it's been a great journey for you as far as the fundraising goes. Tell us about March. You had a good month in March.
We did. It's our March campaign, and that is done through Food Source in Minnesota, on the Minnesota side. And so because our address is North Dakota, they still allow us to participate because of Wilkin County. And our communities have been so great. They've donated money and products for us. We're kind of limited on space right now, but we are finding inches to put every little item that comes in into the building. And with our heavy use right now, because our numbers are up, the items have been going off the shelves almost as fast as they're coming in. So it was great for our communities to support us, and we want to thank them for everything they do for us. We can't do it without the community.
So if people don't know, of course, our food pantry expanding because of the need that you have. Lori, catch us up. When did this first start? When did you first make the decision, or when did you first get this thing rolling?
Well, yesterday on my phone, it popped up with a picture showing us celebrating the fact that we made commitment to go through with the project and that we had funding to do that. And we started. We signed a contract with Comstock.
Okay.
So 1 year ago, but far earlier, we started talking about the need. We had an old warehouse in the back that was could not be used for food any longer because of its condition. And so we were tight on space and just inefficient because we couldn't buy bulk items.
Okay.
And so we've been talking about this for years. Sandy, can you remember the day? I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you remember what year we started talking about this?
We've been talking about this since I've been on the board, and that was 6 years ago.
Okay, so this goes back quite a ways.
This goes back a ways, because it was one of our dreams that we would be able to do that. We've had to adjust our dream based on costs, but it became a reality, and it's going to function beautifully for our clients and also for our backpack program. Right now, our backpack is on a different location, not much room, and just inefficient again.
Sure.
So we'll have all of our programs together operating in one location.
So as far back, Sandy, you mentioned you've been on the board 6 years, and so even before that, were you starting to see an increase in the amount of people coming in? Is that what sort of precipitated all this?
Yes. Okay. Our numbers have been going up and up. And during COVID, our numbers went down because people weren't out. Mm-hmm. But we were packing boxes for them and giving them just boxes of food. But as soon as we could be back to client choice, our clients were back. We sign up new people almost every single shift.
Wow.
A week ago, Monday, we had 21 households visit the pantry to get food. Now, we had to close a couple days because of weather and construction, but still 21 families needing food, and that's just one shift.
Right.
That tells you that there's great need.
Definitely. Well, Sandy, let's switch over to the building itself. Do you know exactly when this all got going, or when they kind of laid the groundwork for all this, for the building itself, the physical building?
For the new building?
Yes.
The addition? Last fall,
okay.
I think.
Okay. And everything kind of up to speed? Everything's going kind of, or have you had any delays in the construction?
No.
Okay. You're lucky.
It's been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as far as an opening date, when things should be up and rolling, kind of tentative, because I know you can't pinpoint it, what are you looking at?
I think we were looking at June 4th is what we're anticipating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been part of this fundraising effort, too. Is it amazed you watching the community step up and do what, you know, we always seem to do here?
It's more than amazing. It's overwhelming how supportive the community has been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't heard any negative. It's all been, everybody's just positive and so willing and so, just so contributing to everything.
Right.
I mean, I'm just flabbergasted at how awesome this community is.
So you said you've been on the board for 6 years, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What drove you to this? What made you decide that this was something you wanted to be a part of?
now you are putting me on the spot.
I am.
Okay. It's just something that I've been observing for a few years, mm-hmm. and just thought, you know, I should just step up and
right.
put my foot in there.
Like the community, just step up. I hear that a lot. Has it been rewarding for you? I bet it has.
Very.
Okay.
Very, yeah.
And again, you're both kind of seeing everything, the fruits of your labor and everything sort of come to fruition. That's got to be exciting.
It is exciting. And we are still continuing to raise funds. We started out needing $658,000. And that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been supported by the Joint Powers Commission, has helped us greatly. We've had local foundations and individuals that have helped us make our way. We are down to about $25,000
wow.
needed to finish the project.
Incredible.
So we know that we can do that, and mm-hmm. so we have no worries about that. One of the things we're going to do is this next week we're going to raise some more funds, and we have asked some of our leaders in the communities to be jailbirds. We are doing a modified jail bail next week.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to put them in jail. They're going to try and raise funds to stay out of jail.
Okay, good idea.
So we've got some of the people that are helping us. All the law enforcement in both sides of the river were willing to immediately support us with this project.
Sure.
We've got school superintendents. We have county commissioners. Mayor Wilson is able to help us out. We've got some community volunteers that when they heard about it wanted to do it. And so what they're doing is they're making calls to outreach people that they know
mm-hmm.
and just asking for small donations.
Right.
We're really saying, you know, $20 and help us with that. And all those 20s add up.
Sure.
So next week on our Facebook page, actually, I checked it today. It's up today.
Okay.
And there is a donation on there today. There's a donate button on the Richland Wilkin Facebook page. RW Food Pantry is our name. And you can donate directly to this project by clicking on that donate button. So we hope everybody has a chance to do that. And if you get a call from one of these folks, if you could just give us a small donation, we'd really
sure.
appreciate it.
Good stuff. Ladies, thank you so much for stopping in. Sandy, thanks for being here this morning. And Lori, always a pleasure. And anytime you need to come in and talk, keep us updated here because it's been fun watching this thing just grow and build. And keep up the good work at the food pantry.
When we get to that ribbon cutting, we'll let you know.
Absolutely. We'll be there. Lori, Sandy, thanks much. 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Join a winning team at Cargill Wahpeton. Starting pay of $24.90 per hour plus $300 a month commuting bonus. Cargill of Wahpeton now hiring for operations technicians, comprehensive benefits package, and immediate PTO accrual. You can apply online at www.cargill.com/careers. If you'd like to advertise a job opening on the KBMW Radio Employment Connection, reserve a spot by contacting us at 701-642-8747 or email studio@kbmwnews.com.
How can you save money while shopping? How can you shop without leaving your house? Where do you go to do all of this? Well, it's KBMWnews.com, and it's the big spring radio auction. It'll be showering you with savings. Dirty car? Clean it up with our auto detail services. Date nights? Well, see all of our savings on dining, food, beverage, and entertainment. Are you dreaming of a new backyard? Well, check out the home and garden category, too. April showers, save.